Hi, I'm Carrie Penny. Welcome to Grace and Good Fortune. After several careers, including television, radio, and filmmaking, I began writing my way into the mystery of mothers and daughters, exploring small moments that spark my spirit. If you're interested in living and loving, kindness and light, grace and good fortune, these short essays might be for you. Away and a manger. Autumn is a great time to get behind the wheel and just drive. I don't know where you live, but here roads are generally straight lines, the occasional hill, and lots of yellows and browns against the most gorgeous clear blue sky, prairie skies. If you haven't seen one, please come during autumn. Just the other day, I was taking my mom for a drive on a Saskatchewan prairie road in a rented Jeep Cherokee. We'd flown in that morning on a mission to say goodbye to the land, the family farm, the mythical homestead, the site of her birth. To get there, drive a ruler straight highway until the Borden turnoff, then through a town that time forgot, onto a rolling gravel road, and finally to a rutty dirt turnoff that descends down, down, down past a huge slough, and eventually to the edge of 160 acres. The Jeep balked at the single-lane mud track, so we backtracked to the home of Bob, the affable farmer who leased the land from my uncle for decades. We arrived around noon, a sunny day during harvest. No one just drops in for a visit during harvest. My mother, though, was relentless. I reluctantly got out of the Jeep where a barnyard dog growled an uncertain hello. Alerted, a young woman opens the front door of the house and moves toward the Jeep, two kids in tow. I explain who I am, a city person, why we are here, to view the farm her family has just purchased. She calls her father-in-law on the radio and we wait and talk about the weather. It's rained heavily the night before, so despite the sunny day today, there is no harvesting until it's drier. Incredibly, they're not busy. My mom nods knowingly as a battered Ford F-150 pulls into the driveway. Farmer Bob ambles over, ball cap, overalls, and shy smile. I introduce myself. He nods hello, then moves toward my mom, who, like the queen, waves from the passenger window of the Jeep. They chat like old friends, and she congratulates him on being the winning bidder for the land. "Oh," he says embarrassed, "do you want it back?" She does not want it back, and neither do I. After weeks of debating the wisdom of owning hardscrabble prairie, it became very clear that it belonged with someone who visited more than once a year, someone reliable who knew what they were doing. Not a corporate farm, those are increasingly more common in this once insulated province, and certainly not that BC-based retiree investor who'd been buying up land with credit union money. Word around here is that he shrewdly rents it out to cash-strapped farmers who already work it, then heads back to the coast until the next farm is up for auction. Outsiders are suspect. "I'm glad the land went to you," Mum says again earnestly. We all are. And Bob knows everything around here, every old house and weathered barn, every dirt track and deep slough. This is his kingdom, and he offers my mother, the cane-toting Dowager of Borden, a tour. He helps her into the passenger seat of his truck. I clamber into the back, and we bounce along, stopping at the old church. The bell is still there, the strangely modern wrought iron Orthodox crosses, the small white building. I take photos. Although we go inside the church, Bob says it's too expensive for a priest to visit here anymore. We do not go to the graveyard to see where my mother's brother lies. There are several eerily tiny graves here, testimony to a time before readily available penicillin. Past the church and up a hill, then down through tracks bordering the big slough, up and over, and we've arrived. The house burned down years ago, but the barn still stands, better than I remembered it, prouder, upright. The granaries, strengthened by chains on the inside to support the weight of shifting grain, seemed indestructible, over 100 years old and solid. A shed, door open, was littered with the detritus of generations. A fishing pole, peanut butter tin filled with rusty nails, a crib stored in the rafters. Bob and I take turns pointing out discarded treasures, a Depression-era game of I Spy. "Was that the house?" I ask, wading through weeds as high as my hips. "Come on in," he gestures, as if opening an imaginary gate. Then more urgently, "Wait, wait, watch that hole there." I stand on the edge of what used to be the root cellar, the creepiest place my sister and I could imagine. Shelves of preserves, sacks of potatoes, and the smell of earth and rot. "There's a well out there, too," Mom cautions from the truck. Another hole, another story. The well is where my Aunt Min almost drowned. I step carefully, point my camera, and shoot. The silver barn against the cornflower blue sky. Bob leads the way to the barn. The smell of ancient livestock, heavy like country aftershave. It's dusty, full of cobwebs and abandoned swallow's nests. "Look at the manger," he says, indicating the trough. Manger is a funny word, I think. More biblical than practical, but there it is. "It's worn so soft, almost like it's been carved," he marvels. And he's right. You can see where heavy heads have grazed, rubbing and smoothing the rough board for lifetimes, carving what now looks like a strange folk art headboard. He changes my point of view, seeing beauty where initially I saw only dust and desolation. Bob is the right person to own this land. He knows what it will yield, what to keep, and what to lay to waste. He notices the weather, slipping seasons, later harvests. He points out a beaver dam on the big slough, wild horseradish, moose tracks. On our way back to his farm, to the rented Jeep and the chatty daughter, two dragonflies fly into the truck. "Oh," my mom whispers, "they're so beautiful, so colorful." I have a strange thought. Could it be my grandparents returned as dragonflies? In the same way my friend recognizes her dad in the bunnies that occasionally stop to get her attention. Or my cousin's conviction her mother returns to her as birds. My grandmother would make an excellent dragonfly. Majestic, mosquito-eating, practical, purposeful, the bearer of such strange beauty. My own mother will probably return as a butterfly, still magical, capable of long migration. She ached to escape this place and now has orchestrated her return, a brief journey, landing lightly, and moving on. Bob helps my mom from the solid truck to the city shiny Jeep. He's so kind to her, respectful, a solid arm for her to lean on. I stand awkwardly as we say goodbye. Glad sunglasses disguise my crybaby eyes. Tears triggered by gratitude for this farmer I barely know, the steward of the land, of my mother's stories. I give him a sudden, awkward hug, surprising both of us. He, like so many things on this journey, is a miracle. An angel, my mom calls him later, on our drive back to Saskatoon. A gift of this autumn drive, a keeper of history, a lover of the land.